Lee's sister said, I'm Ella, and today I am going to be talking on the reading that Maisie just gave us. So this is one of the first stories from the Bible that I knew when I was a little girl, so it's always had a little place in my heart. And I always think it's so cool how Jesus, he helped with the tiniest detail at this wedding, but in doing that, he stopped this family whose wedding it was being disgraced, because in Jesus' day, that's what happened if you ran out of wine at a wedding. It just shows that the little things you can do can still have a massive effect on someone else's life. But I think that although this miracle is one of the most well-known ones, it's easy to forget that it still has a meaning. And like the rest of the Bible, it can be used as advice and guidance in our lives today. So I'm going to explain what I feel the meaning behind this miracle is. So let's look at it. What is Jesus doing here? He's taking the water and he's turning it into wine. But he isn't taking something bad and making it good, although that's how it can look because the wine is what the people at the wedding wanted. What he's doing is taking something that in his time would have been good, probably a bit unhygienic and not that pleasant, but good, and he's turning it into something more extravagant and more flavoursome and much more what was needed by the wedding. He's taking something good and transforming it into something better. And God does the same in our lives. When he sent Jesus down to earth, he was teaching us how to become better people through the example of his son. And this can be a difficult concept to get our heads around, and therefore I found a quote by the legend C.S. Lewis, who is best known for writing the Chronicles of Narnia, but he did also write some Christian work as well. So I believe we have a video of that.
House. God comes in to rebuild that house. At first, perhaps, you can understand what he is doing. He is getting the drains right and stopping the leaks in the roof and so on. You knew that those jobs needed doing, and so you are not surprised. But presently, he starts knocking the house about in a way that hurts abominably and does not seem to make any sense. What on earth is he up to? The explanation is that he is building quite a different house from the one you thought of. Throwing out a new wing here, putting on an extra floor there, running up towers, making courtyards. You thought you were being made into a decent little cottage. But he is building a palace. He intends to come and live in it himself.
So I understand this is quite a long quote, so let's break it down into some slightly simpler stages. We start with the inside, and this is the plumbing or the insulation in the house. And this is also inside of us. This is how we view ourselves and our self-image. And like the insulation, it can be a tough and long process, but we know that it's important and that our house is going to be a lot better with it all fixed up. The second step is the outside or the external stuff. So in this, our living house, it's the new wing and the new floor. But in us, this is the outer us and how we treat other people and therefore how they view us. God builds kindness and compassion and generosity into us, like he builds the floor onto the house. He's making us more welcoming, more encouraging and more supporting in other people's lives. This makes people more happy in visiting us. And what is important about this stage is the effort that we put in as individuals, because without being able to conquer all these little challenges we've faced, we wouldn't be able to do well in the bigger things. The bigger things being the dramatic flourishes. Then us, this is the big stuff. So how God speaks to us and uses us in his plan through many different ways. And like the flourishes in the house, which is the towers and the courtyards, this can take different amounts of time, and it's different levels of difficulty to get it completed. And they're all really different in themselves. But what we have to remember is that all these gifts are given to us by God and therefore are special and unique, and none of them are better than the others. Finally, best part is part four, This is when God comes to live inside of each and every one of us. Because you have to think, what is the point of having this beautiful big palace we've created without a king to live in it? All these wonderful qualities that we've collected in the build are there, but they won't be used to their full extent without God there to guide us and show us how to use them. But the host isn't just important at the end, as the whole process couldn't have been started without the host there all the way. From the little countryside cottage at the start that people would have walked past and gone, oh, isn't that nice, to we end up with this massive palace that people are buying tea towels of and staying in the little cafe outside, and just so they can use us to their full extent, as they should. God has been there through all of that. He was making changes, organising the little details. But he's also there to make sure we are happy with how the house turned out. Because the house is us, after all. He's also important in the long future ahead of each and every one of us. So he'll fix any cracks in the paintwork, any fallen down walls and any other problems that arise. He looks after us and keeps us strong so we can look after others and help keep them strong as well. This is the most important part of the whole process. And we are so lucky that God is willing to live inside each and every one of us. So as Jesus transformed the water into the wine and therefore transformed the wedding, Jesus wants to transform us. And through doing so, he wishes to transform the world around us, the people, the places, the communities that we're involved in. They can all be transformed if just a few of us are, if just a few of us reach out to make our world a better place. But I have to emphasize, Jesus isn't taking something bad or broken, because we are not bad or broken people. We're all perfectly good at what we're doing in our lives right now, because otherwise we wouldn't be doing that. But what Jesus is doing, he's taking the good that's already inside of us and he's making it stronger and therefore making us better, so we can go out and build a better world where God can live inside of everyone and all of our communities. Thank you.